Who knows what may come next? Hello, Sam Raimi.
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Welcome. Good. Welcome to Australia, kind of. Via the telephone, anyway.
I love being here. What's for breakfast?
Well, what would you like? We could just about anything for you. We really like your new film.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not even one of those radio lies that you sometimes hear where you get like American journalists who go, "Wow, I really like your film, Sam Raimi."
So tell us about it. Yeah. No, I saw the preview on SBS television, and it was really really serious and spooky and scary. And I was like, "Oh, it's going to be one of those really, you know, serious, scary movies." And then I saw it, and I pissed myself laughing a lot.
I know. I think they're afraid sometimes to show that the movie has a lot of humor in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a wildie. It's a horror film and a suspense film, but it also has, like, outrageous moments that are designed to get the audience, like, laughing back at the screen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Drag Me to Hell is the name of the new Sam Raimi film. Of course, it follows on the back of three little films that didn't do all that well at the box office: Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3. For a guy who started off doing such incredible horror films, and we're talking like the Evil Dead series and a whole bunch of others, after that success of doing superhero films, why did you want to go back and do a horror film?
Well, I really like the horror audience. They're underrated cinema lovers.
Yeah.
They might be the best cinema audience in the world, more than the highly regarded art film lovers.
Don't alienate your audience now, Sam. You've got to be very careful. Yeah.
So that's the Spider-Man audience you're talking about, the art lovers.
So, well, those guys, the horror crowd goes to see these films to really become one with them. You know, they want to scream and cheer and call back to the screen. They want to have, like, a really intimate and wild experience with the film. They want to lose themselves to the film.
It sounds like they're less likely to download the film, too, because they want to enjoy it as a group.
This film really is meant to see in a group. It's meant to see in a group that will get outraged together and laugh together and really be brought to the edge of suspense together.
The other thing about that audience, though, is that in many ways they're the most sophisticated in that they've seen lots of horror films and they know exactly what the techniques are. And they will test you, won't they, about how you put those, in inverted commas, horror cliches together and how you actually play them as an audience. I mean, is it tough to sort of always be ahead of what those expectations are?
Yes, and sometimes I fail at that, but that's what I'm aware of when I'm writing and directing the picture. I'm thinking, the audience is going to think when he opens up this door, the monster's behind it. So I'm going to build suspense this moment. I won't give it to them when I think that they think it's coming. I'll let it chill for a beat. I'll do a little laugh, and they'll hit him hard here.
Now, the film's based on a short story you wrote with your brother, who's a screenwriter. You've got another brother who's an actor who appeared in Spider-Man. How do you go with that? I mean, a lot of people say working with their family is actually difficult or it tests the relationships. Have you had any issues with that sort of thing?
Well, I love spending time with my family, and what's really a great way to spend time with your brother or sister, if you're really intimate with them, is to write with them, because to share ideas and to finish each other's jokes and to create ideas that you think will be fun for the audience, it is just the best way to spend time with someone you care about. It's a very wonderful, creative, and complimentary way to work. And same as that's for my brother Ivan, who's the writer, and for my brother Ted, who's the actor. It's great because he's my younger brother, and I can not only abuse him like an older brother does, but legally, as a director, I can abuse him in front of the crew.
Speaking of abusing, we're talking to Sam Raimi, the maker of the brand new movie Drag Me to Hell. You do abuse your actors. That's one of the things you do. You throw things at people to try and get them to react correctly.
You know what? Yes, I throw things at them. I cover them in this movie, Drag Me to Hell, covered Alison Lohman in about 800 pounds of mud. We had this dummy vomit maggots down her throat. It was actually pasta. But
really? What sort of pasta? Because I've got to go shopping after this show.
I think it was a fusilli, if that's the right word.
And it was fusilli maggots. That's awesome.
And, some of the tricks of the trade.
That's right. But by K&B Effects Group. This is the same effects group I had the opportunity to work with like 20 years ago when I made the first the bunch of Evil Dead films. Mm-hmm.
So is that why you work with your brother as an actor? Because other actors won't work with you more than once after you abuse them so much?
That's true. That probably is true. But I really like the familiarity. I work with a lot of the same cast members. I feel that every time you make a picture with one of them, you develop a level of trust. And it really helps you next time because despite all the goofiness of this particular picture, what acting and directing is really about is finding the truth of any moment. Because if you can hit the truth of a moment, even in a horror film, the audience thinks, yes, that's real. I understand that. That's how I would feel. I don't think they consciously say that, but they connect with it. Yeah. And if you have a trust with someone, you can really talk about why it's not true. And to get to that, you've got to talk about, well, how would you really feel in this situation? And you've got to let down a lot of barriers and walls and get to the truth of how you would feel in a situation. So the more intimate you are with someone, the more you can really arrive at those moments.
Okay. Sam Raimi, thanks for talking to us at Triple J in Australia, mate. We appreciate it. On your wiki, it does say that you've got Spider-Man 4 slated for production. Is that definitely on the way?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm working on the screenplay, and I'm on the Columbia Pictures lot in Los Angeles, California, putting together production team of storyboard artists, animatic artists, and a production designer.
All right, well, we better let you get back to that. Thanks, Heath, for talking to us.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Okay, bye. See you, Sam.
Bye. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.